وفي الكافي وعن أبي جعفر عليه السلام قال: لقد خلق الله جل ذكره ليلة القدر أول ما خلق الدنيا، ولقد خلق فيها أول نبي يكون وأول وصي يكون، ولقد قرأ أن يكون في كل سنة ليلة يحبط فيها بتفسير الأمور إلى مثلها من السنة المقبلة. ثم قال أبو جعفر عليه السلام: فضل إيمان المؤمن بجملة إنا أنزلناه وبتفسيرها على من ليس مثله في الإيمان بها كفضل الإنسان على البهائم، وإن الله عز وجل لن يدفع بالمؤمنين بها عن الجاحدين لها في الدنيا لكمال عذاب الآخرة لمن علم أنه لا يتوب منهم ما يدفع بالمجاهدين عن القائدين، ولا أعلم أن في هذا الزمان جهادا إلا الحج والعمرة والجبار.
And from Mawlana al-Imam Abi Jafar alayhi salam having said, Allah, the Majestic is His remembrance, created the night of predestination, Laylatul Qadr, when He first created the world, and created in it, the first prophet to come, and the first successor to come, and decreed that, there be one night in every year during which, the explanation of the affairs until the like of it, the next year. Then Mawlana al-Imam Abi Jafar alayhi salam said, The excellence of the faith of a believer, mu'min, is summarized in, Surely, we revealed it, during the night of predetermination, Surat al-Qadr, and in its explanation, over those that do not have such faith, iman, just like the excellence of the human beings over the beasts, and surely Allah the Might and Majestic defends the mu'mineen by it, from those who fight against it, in the world, and completes the punishment in the hereafter. For whom he knows that, they will not repent from it, just as he defends, those who struggle in his way, from those that just sit back, and I do not know that, there is a jihad in these days, except for Hajj and Umrah and being neighborly.
وفي الكافي وقال قال أبو جعفر عليه السلام لما ترون من بعثه الله عز وجل للشقاء على أهل الضلالة من أجناد الشياطين وأزواجهم أكثر مما ترون خليفة الله الذي بعثه للعدل والشباب من الملائكة قيل يا أبا جعفر وكيف يكون شيء أكثر من الملائكة قال كما شاء الله عز وجل قال السائل يا أبا جعفر إني لو حدثت بعض الشيعة بهذا الحديث لأنكروه قال كيف ينكرونه قال يقولون إن الملائكة عليهم السلام أكثر من الشياطين قال صدقت افحم عني ما أقول إنه ليس من يوم ولا ليلة إلا وجميع الجن والشياطين تزور عمة الضلالة ويزور إمام الهدى عددهم من الملائكة حتى إذا أتت ليلة القدر فيحبط فيها من الملائكة إلى ولي الأمر خلق الله أو قال غير الله عز وجل من الشياطين بعددهم ثم زاروا ولي الضلالة فأتوه بالإفك والكذب حتى لعله يصبح فيقول رأيت كذا وكذا فلو سأل ولي الأمر عن ذلك لقال رأيت شيطانا أخبرك بكذا وكذا حتى يفسر له تفسيرا ويعلمه الضلالة التي هو عليها وأيم الله إن من صدق بليلة القدر ليعلم أنها لنا خاصة لقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لعلي عليه السلام حين دنا موته هذا وليكم من بعدي فإن أطعتموه رشدتم ولكن من لا يؤمن بما في ليلة القدر منكر ومن آمن بليلة القدر ممن على غير رأينا فإنه لا يسعه في الصدق إلا أن يقول إنها لنا ومن لم يقل فإنه كاذب. إن الله عز وجل أعظم من أن ينزل الأمر مع الروح والملائكة إلى كافر فاسق. فإن قال إنه ينزل إلى الخليفة الذي هو عليها فليس قولهم ذلك بشيء، وإن قالوا إنه ليس ينزل إلى أحد فلا يكون أن ينزل شيء إلى غير شيء، وإن قالوا وسيقولون ليس هذا بشيء فقد جلوا جلالا بعيدا.
And Mawlana Al-Imam Abu Ja'far alayhi salam said, "You will see that from what Allah the Mighty and Majestic has sent to the doubters, and the people of straying of the armies of devils, and their spirits, they exceed in number than what you will see of the angels that have been sent to the Caliph of Allah the Exalted for justice and truth." It was said to him, "O Abu Ja'far, and how can anything be greater in number than the angels?" He alayhi salam said, "This is what Allah has so desired." The questioner said, "O Abu Ja'far, if I were to narrate this hadith to some of our Shi'ite companions, they will deny it." He alayhi salam said, "How can they deny it?" He said, "They will say that the angels are more numerous than the Satans." He alayhi salam said, "True, however, understand what I am saying to you. There is no day or night except that the jinn and the devils gather to visit the imams of misguidance, and also there come to visit the imams of guidance, the same number, from the angels, until the night of predetermination, Laylatul Qadr, comes up, during which the angels descend upon the master of the command, the true divine evidence and imam, as created by Allah, or he said, determined by Allah the Mighty and Majestic, from the devils the same number visit the guardians of misguidance, bringing to them the fabrications, and lies until the morning. He says, I have seen such and such, and if he asks the master of the command, the true divine evidence and imam, about that, he alayhi salam will say, you have seen the devil who has informed you of such and such, until he alayhi salam explains to him about his misguidance on which he was, and I swear by Allah, the one who verifies the night of predetermination will know that it is exclusively for us, for the words of the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, about Amirul Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam to the people, at the time of death were, this is your guardian after me, whoever follows him will be guided, but the one who does not believe in that which is in the night of predetermination, Laylatul Qadr, will deny, and the one who believes in the night of predetermination, Laylatul Qadr, but hold an opinion other than ours, he has no leeway, but to say that it is for us, and the one who does not say it, is a liar. Surely, Allah is greater than to send down the angels and the spirit upon an infidel and a mischief maker. If they say, he sends upon the caliph whom they have with them, then there is no substance in what they are saying. And if they say, he does not send upon anyone, it is not possible for something to come down upon nothing. And if they say, and will say, they come down with nothing, they have surely strayed a far straying.
في تعويل الآيات الظاهرة في فضائل العترة القاهرة، ما رواه الشيخ أبو جعفر الطوسي رحمه الله عن رجاله عن عبد الله بن عجلان السكوني قال سمعت أبا جعفر عليه السلام يقول وما من بيت من بيوت الأئمة منا إلا وفيه معراج الملائكة لقول الله عز وجل تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم بكل أمر سلام قال قلت من كل أمر قال بكل أمر قلت هذا التنزيل قال نعم.
And from Sheikh Abu Ja'far At-Tusi, from Abdullah ibn Ajlan As-Sakuni, who said, I heard Mawlana Al-Imam Abu Ja'far alayhi salam say, the house of Ali and Fatima alayhim as-salam is from the chamber of the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the roof of their house is the throne of the Lord of the Worlds, and underneath their house is a sliding hatch, leading to the throne through which the revelation and the angels ascend, bringing to them the revelation morning and night, and every hour, and every moment, and the regiment of the angels does not get cut off, a regiment comes up and a regiment goes down. And surely Allah the Blessed and Exalted uncovered the skies for Ibrahim alayhi salam until the throne was seen, and Allah increased his vision, and Allah increased the strength of visions of Muhammad and Ali, and Fatima, and Al-Hassan and Al-Husayn, and they used to see the throne, and they did not find the roof of their house, other than the throne. So their house was roofed by the throne of the Beneficent, and the angels ascended as per the words of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, the angels and the Spirit descend during it by permission of their Lord, of every matter, Salam. 97, 4. I said, from every matter. He said, with every matter. I said, this is revelation. He said, yes.
وفي الكافي وعن أبي جعفر عليه السلام قال يا معشر الشيعة خاسموا بسورة إنا أنزلناه تفلجوا فوالله إنها لحجة الله تبارك وتعالى على الخلق بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وإنها لسيدة دينكم وإنها لغاية علمنا.
And from Mawlana Abu Ja'far alayhi salam having said, O group of the Shias! Argue by utilizing the chapter, surely we revealed it, Surat al-Qadr, you would be winning, for by Allah the Exalted, it is a proof of Allah blessed and exalted upon the creatures, after the Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is a chief of your religion, and it is a peak of our teachings.